Love Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Linus, and welcome to Talk to Me. It's so good to be back. I tell you, we've enjoyed some really good weather here in Seattle this past weekend. I hope it continues during the week. This is the first Sunday in June. It is June 5th. And, of course, the first Sunday of every month, we do psychic readings. Hello, hello. I just want to say this. I've had a request, well, more than one, to start my psychic readings again with the monthly horoscopes. I used to do that, and I stopped doing it, so I will begin that again, but I'll do that in July, not this month. We're going to go ahead with readings, but I'll do the monthly horoscopes. And also to let you know, in June, we have three eclipses. Two are pretty good. One is, eh. So if I get a chance next Sunday, I'll speak a little bit about it just to let you know what's going on. We are in the sign of Gemini, so sign of the twins. Anyway, without further ado, tonight I'm solo. I'm flying solo. My co-host, she's having dinner with her family tonight with her children, which is beautiful. I know she's enjoying having a good time. And my switchboard operator, producer, tried to cook a gourmet dinner today and got herself sick. She thinks she's developed food poisoning. She's been running to the bathroom there. So anyway, if you don't know what you're doing, you need to leave it alone. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in my first caller, and we're going to have a good time this evening. And I hope I can give you the most accurate information that I get from Spirit, and hope it answers the questions that you are requesting. So here we go with the first caller. Hi, this is Linus. You're on the air. Good evening.
Hey, Linus. Is that me?
Hi, and this is who?
This is Catherine. How are you?
Oh, fine. And you, Catherine? How's your evening going?
So far, so good. Thank you for asking. If you wonderful. Don't know what you're doing, don't do it. I love that. That was funny. I was cracking up over here. Okay. Okay. Is there anything love and romance that you can shed some light on? I've been putting out my vibe for a while, and I'm waiting. I know it's coming. It hasn't come yet, but it's coming, so.
Okay. Catherine, love and romance. Well, I'm going to tell you, the first thing I feel right off is a tickle in my heart, which means that somebody is close or you're getting ready to meet them, because a tickle in your heart feels good, loving. Let's see, what does this man look like? Well, yeah. You know what? You should have met this man last month. Were you wearing something red during the month of May and you were out and about, wait, I see it at a bar?
No,
I mean,
I haven't been to a bar in years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I see this not like a bar, but like a quasi, you know, upper class type of thing. Not like a bar like neighborhood you would go into. I mean, this is classy. It's nice.
Yeah.
But I see you wearing a red dress and this man was near you at that time.
Mm-mm.
So were you in a place like that or a restaurant that had a bar or something?
No, I don't own I don't own a red dress either.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
Well, this is what I'm seeing. And
okay.
The man that I'm seeing, he's a tall, white guy, European flavor to him. He's a brunette. I see dark hair. I don't even see any gray. If it is, it's just a little bit in the temples. He's 45 to 47 years old. He's in the technical field. And you meet this man out. You must be going to a restaurant or some special function or event.
Mm-hmm.
Because he passes by you, you know, and it's like he notices you, but there's not a conversation between you. You two don't connect at that time. I see that you connect in August. Now, in August, I see a sports activity, like a soccer game, and you run into this man again. Yep, in August, around the middle of August, I'm getting dates 12, 13, 14, and 15. That if you went to a soccer game with a friend, yeah, it's soccer. That's what Spirit is showing me, that you'll meet this man. But this time, you got to make yourself known. You got to speak to him. So that's who I see coming up. But, you know, I have such a good feeling.
Good.
From your vibe or what you're requesting, I really do have a good feeling in my heart. So this man is, you two have passed each other and didn't know it. And he's coming this way again. In August, so kind of watch out for a man that's, like I said, has this European flavor, brunette, hair, and he's in a technical field. You know, if you might just have a general conversation, you know, and say, oh, well, you know, I do this. What do you do for a living? You know, no, I'm an IT tech. That's him.
That's him. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So
yeah,
that's one. Now, I also see in the wintertime, around November and December, just to let you know, somebody's coming back that was really arrogant and flippant towards you. Just tell him to kiss your ass and keep going. Okay.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
I know a couple
but
of people like that would like to tell him to kiss my ass.
You know I shoot from the hip, girlfriend. But anyway, he is going to come back around November or December, and you know this guy, but he's very arrogant and flippant. So that's what I was saying. No, you're better off with this new guy that's coming up here.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but you know what? I just get a really good vibe off this guy. I really do. Like I said, when you started talking and asking, my heart got a tickle in it, like you would tickle a little child. That's a good feeling.
Yeah.
So this man is a good spirit. He's a good spirit man, and he's intelligent. So, yeah, please look for him. Don't let him go. Not to say opportunity can't knock two or three times, but you're looking for love and a soulmate. This is a man.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
This was good.
You're welcome, and
you have yourself a good evening. Thank you. I'm wishing you the same. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a good one,
bye-bye.
Catherine. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Okay, this is Linus. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Brandy.
Brandy?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Brandy, you got the floor, girlfriend. What can I help you with?
I, too, wanted to know about relationships and what you see coming on weight.
Okay, Brandy. Man, you must have just got rid of a headache because the back of my head is hurting. So whatever that was previously there, you must have just like, I've had enough of this. This ain't even me. Thank God for showing you what you don't need in your life. Now, moving on. There's nobody at the present time. Spirit said you need to be a loner for a minute and find out what you really want. And
I've been alone for like almost 3 years now.
No, there's a... Be more clarified what it is that you want in a relationship and what you want out of a man. Because Spirit is showing me a void, which means that means you need to be by yourself for a minute to figure that out. So Spirit is not showing me anything. Is your internet on? Because I'm getting feedback.
I'm on Skype.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I was getting feedback as I was talking to you. Yeah, Brandy, I'm not seeing anything right now for you. It's just, like I said, Spirit is just giving me a void, which means that you need to be by yourself for a minute. Are you in transition?
Yeah, I have.
Like, have you just got out of one relationship? And I know you said you've been by yourself for 3 years. But being by yourself to me is totally not with anybody.
Yeah, there was a guy that I liked, but I don't see that going anywhere.
That's why I got that headache, huh? Okay, then. So, see, it's time for you to find out what does Brandy really want. What do you want, not so much out of your life, but in a relationship?
You know,
are you looking to fill a void, or are you being needy?
No, I'm just looking for love. That's what I've been looking for, and I'm real tired of looking for it.
Well, you know what? Start with yourself. Love you first.
Yeah.
And then it'll come. Sometimes we have to learn to forgive ourselves and then learn to love ourselves, and it'll just happen. I mean, just men will come out of nowhere. You know, and it'll just be because of your spirit, who you are, just eludes out of you. Like, you know, women, we can say, oh, I'm all that in a bag of chips, you know, but really, you are. When you love yourself, you're all that plus a hell of a lot more. But we got to love ourselves to bring love in from other sources.
Right.
Okay. You sound like you're kind of in a little depressed area right now.
Yeah, I am, because I'm just getting frustrated, but that's okay. It happens.
Well, you know what? Let me suggest something to you, because I know you have a beautiful spirit. I can feel that about you. Do something different. Go hit a bucket of balls, golf balls, or go to the show, or what else can I say? Go to a park and get on a swing. Do something different. And out of that oddness, something special will happen for you.
Yeah.
I believe that. It is. Being odd, doing something odd. When I say odd, it's not what you would normally do. Like maybe normally you would go to the show or out to dinner with girlfriends or male friends. Do something different. Just go for it. You know, kind of like a loner, but just do something different and just look at your environment around you, who's coming towards you or who's walking away from you. And
okay.
You might receive something special.
Cool, thank you.
Okay. Brandy, give me a call next month and let's see what's going on. But for right now, just love Brandy. Enjoy you. And maybe pick up some toys along the way.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Brandy, thank you for calling and you have a wonderful evening.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Linus. Welcome to Talk to Me. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Who is this?
Oh, hi. This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing terrific. And how can I help you today?
Okay. I met this person, and I really don't want to know if I'm going to end up with him. I really don't like knowing that. I just want to know what you kind of get around him, especially if it's, like, towards me. And his name is Charles.
Okay. Well, just give me the first name.
Charles.
Okay, good enough. Spirit is telling me there's some issues there that need to be resolved. And part of it is domestic violence. Is this man hitting you?
No, at all. We just met like 3 weeks ago. We go to the same school.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I'm picking up domestic violence. I'm just going to tell you, forewarn. Because Spirit is telling me this, forewarn. Just be careful. This man does have a temper.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a temper. But it's some issues that he needs to deal with. Evidently, you've been in communication. It almost feels like communication failure because I can see that you and him have been talking. Evidently, there's not an understanding. It's not just communication, but communication with understanding. Now my heart is heavy. Okay, this is not working out. My heart is heavy, so that tells me that in the future or near future, things may not be what you thought they would be between the two of you, and it might be better to let that one go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always tell couples, any male or female, always communicate. communication is the most important understanding. But I feel like that you've done that almost a lot for naught. Like you try to make your point or get through and he's not understanding, but he's got some issues that he's dealing with. And part of those are at home. He's not happy in his home life.
Because his mom just died from cancer 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Very sorry. That's what it is. That's why my heart was heavy. You're trying to be supportive for him. That's what the issue is. He's dealing with his mom's death. That's right. I could go either way. Huh?
The thing that
it could
I
go either way. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jennifer.
No, you go. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say you're supportive for him, but he's just got to work through that hurt right now. That's why my heart got heavy, because when you stated that his mom died, I would just be there to support him, but he's got some issues to work through. And part of those is not only his mother's death, but him too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
so I would just be supportive as far as like having this full blown relationship. Are we going to get together? Are we going to see each other? Blah, blah. At this particular time, no. I would just support him as a friend, you know, and that would be the best thing. Who's Matt? I'm getting the name Matt or Matthew.
That's
Martin. Mark. Huh?
Matt is his cousin.
Okay. Well, his cousin's got a crush on you, girlfriend. Be careful.
A what on me?
He has a crush on you.
I never met this kid, but he talked about him once, and he just said that he, you know, he lives with his cousin, or he's close with his cousin, but his cousin has a girlfriend, and he's a really big jerk. I never met the kid. I have no idea what he looks like. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, then you understand when I said be careful. You already know. I'm just validating that for you.
Do you see him being... He's kind of a womanizer.
This or Matt
Charles.
Guy?
Charles. I don't know anything about Matt.
Mm-hmm. Charles, no, I'm not picking that up right now. Mm. I'm really not picking that up about him being a womanizer. I think because his pain is so great...
Yeah.
I'm just not picking that up. But that could be part of his issues, that he needs a woman in his life. Like I said, I would just support him.
Yeah.
And leave it at that for right now and nothing else. But this Matt guy, if this is his cousin, yeah, he I feel more of him as a womanizer than I do the other gentleman.
Mm.
So...
Probably is true. All right,
yeah.
Linus, thank you for the reading.
Oh, you're welcome, Jennifer. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
And call me next month. Let's see what's going on. There's some changes evolving for you, and it's all for the better. But it doesn't have to do with love. It's finances. So give me a call.
Oh, I hope so. All
right. Yeah, it
thank
is.
You.
Your finances are definitely going to improve. You'll tell me about it. Okay, well, have a good evening,
okay.
Girl. And thanks
you
for
too.
Calling.
Okay,
bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Linus. Welcome to Talk to Me. Who's this?
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
I would be doing real good if I knew which fork in the road to take.
Oh, okay. Well, how can I help you?
Fiance and I, he's currently unemployed after January, and we... think we know the general direction to go and maybe torn between two positions, both of them in the same state. And we've had some really weird things going on, like coincidences and synchronicities and things like, I'm not talking just one or two things, I'm talking like every day, four and five times a day, stuff showing up. That's,
you two are spiritually very close.
Yes, we are. anyway, we've got a decision to make, and neither one of the job offers yet has panned out. and we need some help. We don't know what to do. We don't know whether to go ahead and move that way or...
No, I wouldn't move until you have a deciding factor. What came up right away while you were talking was a food bank. So evidently Spirit wants you to go and find your community food bank and go get you some food. God is kind of what you call an idol stand. Let me tell you what I'm seeing right now. Yeah,
okay.
What I'm seeing right now, I don't know if this is a job, so let me tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a sidewalk with a curb, dirt, grass, almost like horticulture or... Somebody that works in the yard, you know, come in and develop your yard around your house or yard work. That's what I'm picking up. Is either one of the jobs something in that area in horticulture?
No, not even
remotely.
We don't even like grass.
he's
a professional with a six-figure income, or at least he was up until...
Okay.
January.
I don't know why I'm just telling you what Spirit was showing me, and I was feeling grass, like something in the horticulture. You know, it's almost like, and it's probably not either one of the jobs, so this is what Spirit is showing me. Something has to do with the yard. If someone were to call you and say, I want to redesign my yard, or I want to do a deck or something on the back, blah, 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 that would be open to him. He would have good ideas on that. Now, that can be a field. I'm not saying going cutting a yard as an architect or somebody in the horticulture, but you say you don't like grass, but that is one avenue. At least that's what I'm being shown. So something in that direction or field within the environment, maybe, something that has to do with the environment, you know, communities.
That's not his normal area, no. And neither one of the job offers is anything like that. One of them is for a legal firm, and the other one is for aviation.
I'm not picking up anything on the legal firm. Aviation, that's outside. That's interesting. I'm not picking up on either one of those. I get outside environment, but you said that's something that both of you don't even equate to that. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not picking up anything in a law firm, and I'm not picking up anything in aviation field. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jot that down, Debbie, and just see, is there something around that environment? Maybe there's something in the aviation field, like the grounds around the airport. Maybe there's a position there as far as somebody as a director or manager that, you know, that would be over that particular aspect. I don't know. You know, kind of just jot it down and give it a thought. He might, you know, call just to see. But that's what I get. I keep getting environment horticulture. So it's something in that field that's waiting for him. That's what I'm getting. Do not give up on the law and aviation, please. I mean, no doubt. It's just that I'm not picking it up spiritually. So.
Okay.
All right, let me know. Give me a call next
month
because I'm really curious about that because I'm really feeling this environment area strong, okay?
Any time frame?
Like within 3 weeks.
Okay.
Tell him to call the, you know what, and I'm feeling it more and more now, call the aviation company or find out who do they have doing their outside area of the airport or inside, outside, as far as horticulture, who's running it or what is that division about. It might be a possibility he'll get hired and be surprised because it wasn't the field that he actually put in for.
Okay.
How about that? Sometimes what we think we can't do, we can do.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Okay. Well,
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and I want you to have a wonderful evening, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Ah, you're welcome. Hi, this is Linus. How may I help you? Who's this?
Hi, Linus. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Good. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. How you doing this evening?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just doing great. Doing great.
Yeah.
So what can I do for you, young lady?
Thank you for the young lady. I'd like to see what's in store for me on the romantic front. Or if the money's coming first.
Okay. Well, let's speak about the money because I know that's probably most important. Ooh, my left arm is just going. And it's going to a mattress. In between a mattress is a lot of money. Do you hide money around your house, or does somebody you know hide money around their house? Wow, my left arm is just going. It's like I'm just trying to reach for this money. It's there.
Oh, no. No, not that I know of.
Okay, so you don't have any hidden money that you forgot about?
I sure would want to remember that. No.
Okay. Yeah, it says there's hidden money there.
Okay.
And I keep seeing the mattress. I'm seeing a mattress, and between the mattress, you put your hand in there, and there's just gobs of money. Gobs of money, like, wow. It almost gives you a heart attack. Have you ever watched Sanford and Son, and he goes, I'm coming. Whatever he called his wife, a Catherine or whatever her name is. That's how I see you as such a shock. And I don't see this as winning no contest or lotto or gambling or bingo. This money is there right now. It's hidden, but it's there.
It's in my home?
Let me show you, and let me tell you what Spirit is showing me right now. If this is your home and you got an attic, it's an old mattress. I keep seeing a mattress, an old mattress upstairs in your attic, forgotten about.
I don't have an attic.
Somebody, okay, well, is there somebody that you know that has an attic in your family, a parent or grandparent?
No.
Because there's money in this mattress. It's forgotten about. And, I mean, it's a lot of money in there, too.
Hmm. I've got...
Yes, ma'am.
A couple of mattresses that are old, and I... never thought to look at them really good to see if there was anything going on with them.
I'd be on that mattress pushing down, trying to feel what's in there. I would. Don't cut the mattress up. Just feel it. But Spirit was showing me in between the mattress, but then it's showing me in the attic, but it's like you're just pulling this money out. You're just pulling it. I'm telling you, it's like a heart attack. You're so shocked that you know this money was there. So it must be in your house.
It may
be in the
garage. But
like I said, I saw an attic and an old mattress, and
the
there's money stuck up in there.
The garage has like a, you can probably go in that area there at the top. But usually the only thing I saw there was an old tire, but not a mattress.
Well, I'm seeing a mattress, but, you know, look through the tire, too.
Oh, okay.
Just look through, because the money is there. It's in your dwelling.
It's in my house.
It's in your house. I don't want you tearing up your house. You've got to go to the mattress. That's where that money is. It's in the mattress.
Wow.
Or in between. It's either in between or in the mattress. And it looks like it's about, I'd say, $2,000.
What?
Yep.
I wonder how I got into the mattress.
Somebody hid that money there quite a while ago, and it was totally forgotten all about. It was hidden there a long time ago.
Okay.
And it was just totally forgotten about. So
anyway,
that's on that. And then the other, you said romance, right quick. Okay.
And I've been working on myself and doing all the things that we're supposed to do.
I got to look at a calendar. I got to look at a calendar. Write this down. This man... is coming August. You're going to meet him August 28th, which is the fourth Sunday in August. I mean, Spirit just showed me right in the corner of August, the last Sunday, you're going to meet this man. It's going to be at a festival. There's going to be, it's almost like a sandata. Is that the word? Sandata. I'm trying to say the word sandata. But anyway, like an African festival, you'll meet this man. He's light bright or light-skinned. Looks like he's between 52 and 57 years old, quite established. Good looking. He's got a cream-colored shirt on and cream slacks. Gold chain, real soft, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not that
right.
Those rappers or whatever. But very soft gold chain. Very nice looking. He wears a crystal watch. I'm supposed to tell you that. Now, I don't know what a crystal watch is, but I'm supposed to tell you that. And no, he's not married. He's a widower. His wife passed. He's got a grown daughter. He has a granddaughter. Wow, I'm just seeing a lot about this man.
I'm glad.
His name is either John, Philip, Walter, or Wally. That's the name.
Okay. Wow.
All righty.
And is he a tall man?
Yes, he is. I'm seeing 6'5".
6'5"?
Yep. He's tall,
6'5",
and he's medium built. He's an attractive man. He's medium built.
Uh-huh.
And
is he,
you're
going
to know when you start talking to this man, he's real tender.
Very tender.
Yeah. But he is. He's real tender, and it's like, oh, that's so sweet. You know what I mean? In the conversation.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when you see this man, I mean, look out for him. Like I said, August 28th, you're at a festival. And like I said, Sandata or something is the name I'm getting. That's why I said maybe an African festival or Caribbean festival or something like that. But anyway, look for this man. When you see him, don't knock him down, please. But, you know, hi, how are you doing, sir? You know, you enjoying yourself today or whatever? You know, kind of strike up the conversation, but that's going to be your guy.
And he's long term.
That's going to be a. I'm sorry.
He's the one.
He's the one, and it's definitely a long term relationship. Y'all will be together from now on.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
I think that's why Spirit was so adamant to show me that date, because usually I'll get, you know, a few weeks here and there, a month or so. But you, it was like August 28th. I was like, ooh, okay then.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad I called.
Yes, yes. You will meet the love of your life.
Oh,
and
I've been
waiting.
He is
a wonderful man, but like I said, you'll notice in him in the conversation because he's very tender, and that's going to touch your heart. Yeah.
And he's good looking.
Yeah, he's a nice looking man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not no pretty boy or nothing like that, but he is a handsome gentleman.
Right.
He's a handsome gentleman, yes.
Wow.
And it's all about the inside, not the outside.
It sure is. It sure is.
Okay.
Very definitely so. Oh, I can't wait for this. This is
I've
been waiting for.
Did you write that down? Because now I forgot
the names. Yes, I've been writing ever since.
Okay. When I'm in spirit sometime, I just keep telling you, keep talking while Spirit's talking to me. But I don't always remember everything that I tell you. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the beautiful reading. I'm definitely going to call you back with the to let you know.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's the first Sunday of every month I do the psychic readings, and I will go back to doing the monthly horoscopes at the beginning, too, so people know what their month is going to look like.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
Thank you, Valerie, for calling.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your call. And you have
thank
a wonderful
you so much.
Evening, young lady.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Linus. Welcome to Talk to Me. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you this evening?
I'm good.
Okay. How can I help you?
I was calling because I just wanted to see my mother and my family's kind of waiting on some money, and I wanted to see if you can see what's going on with it and kind of when it's going to make its way.
Okay. Huh. You were supposed to receive this money in May. It's been delayed to July, and it's July 12th or 13th. As they say, you should receive a check in the mail. Yeah, I'm seeing July 12th or 13th.
You see how much?
Right off the bat, I saw $13,000. So, I don't know if that's what you were looking for, but that's what I saw, is $13,000. Look, now I'm seeing $50,000. Okay. Let's say between $13,000 and $50,000 then. I'm only doing what Spirit is telling me. So that's a long range, but anyway, it'll definitely be a few thousand, that's for sure. But, yeah, around July 12th or 13th, but it seems like you should have got it in May. So there was some delay or hold up, but it's coming. So probably in another, 6 weeks, I'd say? Yeah. Another 4, 5, 6 weeks. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I just had last question. I just wanted to see if the guy I was seeing, is he seeing any other people, or is he just kind of a loner?
What's the name?
His name
first
is
name,
Chris.
First name. Okay. Jacqueline and Chris. Oh, he's a heavy hitter. No nonsense.
No, he's not.
Well, he has a very sweet and pleasing personality, and sometimes he does do amazing things. He enjoys your company, and more than just hanging out, you know, as a friend and a woman. He enjoys your company very much. He's been burnt. That's a wavering.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's wavering there, and it has nothing to do with you. This is a past.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you, like I always say, communication and understanding. You don't need to pay for what the last one did. You know what I mean? You're a different person altogether.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. His fiance just left him. Well, 6 months
ago. That's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you know I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah.
You just need to communicate.
I just was curious to know if he's dating other people or is he just seeing me. That's what I was really curious about.
No, I'm not picking up on anybody else. That's why I said when I said he got burnt. No, you're the only one and he enjoys your company. So, you know it's true what I'm
saying.
I'm telling you, he's not seeing anybody else. And I think why he enjoys your company is because he feels comfortable with you. He's not being pressured. You're not being needy or desperate. He enjoys your company very much, and he feels comfortable. But, yeah, he's not ready to step out on that ledge again, not for a minute.
Mm-mm. How long?
Well, you know, what can we say? Love could happen in one day or love could happen in 2 or 3 years. But for him, he's just still working through it. He's working through it, you know. Can never put a time on hurt. We always say, well, get over it. But maybe what I can get over today, it might take you 3 months to get over. You know what I'm saying? So, but just stay there and be supportive of him. Because like I said, the man enjoys your company. And you understand him, you know, but just keep the communication going. That helps a lot, you know, that helps a lot. And just let him know sometime if he says, because he is an amazing person, if he says things sometime, and I'm not saying out the side of his mouth, but, you know, might kind of hurt your feelings. And it's not that he's trying to hurt your feelings. You know how people say things and like,
yeah.
Oh, God, why'd you say that?
Yeah.
Just tell her, remember, babe, I'm not her. All you have to say, remember, babe, I'm not her. I'm a different woman.
I said it to him a couple times, like sometimes he'll yell at me, not yell at me, kind of snap at me for things that she did. I'm like, hold on a second.
Okay, I'm just
I'm
right on,
her.
Anna.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
right
exactly
on.
Right.
I'm not.
You're right.
I'm
on.
Validating everything that you already know. Is that not true? I'm validating.
Yeah,
you
are.
For
I just felt like I just want to make sure. I mean, are we going to stay this way? Because right now it just felt like it's kind of stagnant. But it sounds like I just need to put some more time in and kind of just feel it out. But I'm not willing to wait too long.
Well, no, no, no. And I agree with you there. But for right now, he fills a void. You enjoy each other's company. Looking at him as a long-term relationship, you'd have to be very patient and wait on that for a while. But as friendship, somebody just to enjoy going to the movies or going out to dinner or just going for walks, he's your guy. He's your guy. But anything real serious or deep or heavy, not at this time.
Okay.
Not unless you got the patience of Job, sister girl.
not that long. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, Jacqueline, and you have a wonderful evening. And
you
thanks
too.
For calling. Okay. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Linus. Welcome to Talk to Me. And how can I help you?
Hello.
Hi, and who's this?
My name is Kiera.
Spell that. That's pretty.
Well, it's actually spelled with a Q, but it's pronounced like it's a K. Q-A-H-I-I.
H-I. Kuhai?
Kuhira.
No. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Kuhira?
Kavira.
Kuhira.
Kavira.
Kuhira.
I'm sorry?
Kuhira with an H.
Oh, Havira.
Kahira.
I was saying K is H-A, right?
No, no, it's Kahira. K-A-H-I-R-A.
Oh, Kahira. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's pretty. What is that?
Well, it's Arabic. It's actually spelled with the Q, but I say K so people can pronounce it. It's Arabic name.
Oh, that's pretty. I like that. You go, girl. Okay, now what can I do for you?
I was wondering what you saw for me in terms of romance and career.
Okay. Ooh, romance. I got jelly bean, jelly bean, jelly bean. What does that mean?
Yeah,
what
does that
mean? Do you like somebody that eats a lot of jelly beans? I don't know. I did. I got jelly beans 3 times about your romance. Oh, variety. That's what it is. Jelly beans is a variety. Oh, well, you go, girl. So I guess you have a variety of suitors that you can pick from, huh?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, must be. I see jelly bean 3 times, so evidently you got a variety. There's no just one guy. You, like a bouquet of flowers. Pick the one that you like.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, come on, jelly beans is a variety of flavors, right? So that means you just take your flowers and go outside and pick whatever, you know, pick whatever you want. So romance is good. I'll put it like that. It's good. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you got plenty of choices. Okay, career. I see a lot of papers and typing. Papers and typing. Why am I seeing that? Now, you look like somebody that's in the law program or something that has to do with law. Sponsor. Something that has to do administrative person in the law program. So I'm going to put it like this, like working for the courts, for the county or the city. In that particular field, that has to do with law. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean court cases. You can have law on a lot of safety programs, development, heavy materials or whatever, you know. But that's what I see, and it's a lot of paperwork for you. Okay. But if something has to do with law, that's why I said county, city, state, if you applied for something within that area, you would get the job.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And administrative. You know what I mean? Much higher than a receptionist or a secretary. It's an administrative position.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me for coughing. I hope I didn't cough in your ear.
No problem.
Sorry for that. Yeah, that's what I get career-wise.
Okay.
You know what I'm seeing? County and city. County and city for you. There's something. Yeah. You know what? In your state, or your not your state, rather, but your city that you live in,
mm-hmm.
go to county and city job areas and put mm-hmm. in for administrative.
Okay.
And see what happens. I believe you're going to get hired.
Okay.
Yeah, and don't let it scare you. Don't, you know, you fill out for the job, like, oh, I don't know, I don't think I can do that. Fill out for it. You'd be
okay.
surprised. What you think you can't do, you can do. Okay?
Okay,
so on your romance, just go and do whatever you want to do. I mean, be careful, though, okay? Be careful. But, yeah, you're just like a bouquet of flowers. And then check with the county and the city on administrative jobs. And you should get hired. You should do pretty good.
Okay.
I'm seeing a salary of $3,500 a month, so that's not bad.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you, Kahira. I love that. I got to remember
you.
That. You're welcome. You have a wonderful evening, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Linus. Welcome to Talk to Me. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Sachi.
Hi. Okay, another one.
I know, that's another one, right? That's what I was just thinking. Sachi.
Sachi.
Perfect.
Spell it for me.
S-A-C-H-I.
Oh, okay. Just like, okay, I had it right. Okay. All right, Sachi, what's going on, girl?
Basically, of course, I want to know about career and romance, but my immediate, like, problem is I need to get a job. I just moved here. I just moved, and, like, I'm on, like, this crunch, and I need to find a job. So when do you see me, like, I'm going out for it. Like, when do you see me, like, getting a job?
Are you in Phoenix or Arizona?
No, L.A.
In a warm? Okay, because I'm seeing warm weather. Okay.
I'm really looking for, at first, like, you know, something in hospitality, but that's not, like, my
career.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was hospitality. Get out of here. That's
like,
just that's what I saw, hospitality. But you know what?
Like,
they need
cocktailing or something.
I'm sorry?
Like, cocktailing or bartending.
And some, I didn't understand you. Say that again.
Cocktailing or bartending?
A job. You're asking job coming, right? Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? You said hospitality. I was already getting ready to tell you that. But you know what? They need supervisors and managers and directors. What's wrong with that?
No.
They need hospitality.
No. I'm looking for, like, a part-time job because I have other things that I want to do. But I need a job ASAP. Do you see a timeline? It's a job that pays
well. The only thing I see ASAP spiritually is restaurant work. Restaurant.
What about
nightclub? As a waitress or either a hostess. Huh?
What about nightclub?
Nightclub? Waitress, hostess, they have them at the nightclubs too.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing. So you probably can get on. Sure.
Do you see a timeline?
If you apply next week, you'll get hired.
This week?
If you apply this coming week up, you will get hired. Either as a waitress or a hostess, either at a restaurant or a nightclub, but you will get the position. You'll get the job.
You see me making
lots
of money?
No. Not
no.
In that field. In that field, part-time? Oh, you mean later on, you're asking me.
No, now. Immediately.
No. Sorry.
No.
No.
What do you see me doing, like, after I get over working in this industry?
Like I said, all I see is hospitality. And you said that's not it. But for what you want to do, I would just stick with, either restaurant or either a nightclub. But you would get hired as a waitress or a hostess. But making a lot of money, no, not in that field. Do you have a college degree?
Yeah. I do.
Have you tried in your field?
Yeah, but I want to do something more, I want to do something more like out of the box, like more entrepreneurial, more, yeah. Do you see anything else?
No, in fact, what I got was Sadie Hawkins Day. That's when women go after men. So now I'm trying to think, are you thinking about being an escort? Because that makes me think of escort service.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah, well, when you were talking, I saw Sadie Hawkins. I was like, oh, okay. No, that's it. I'm being honest with you. That's all I see is hospitality industry. You know, you would be good at that. You could still be out the box. You know,
about,
a lot of people
okay.
have private parties.
Okay, let's, like, go to another subject because I don't think.
Okay, we have to make it quick because I got other calls. And it's only supposed to
what
be one
romance?
Question per caller.
Okay, thank you.
No.
What
stop
about?
Passing without check. Romance. Okay, I'm seeing a red-headed gentleman with freckles, comedian. He's trying to make it in the industry, too, in the entertainment industry. He's just a fun person to be around. He's not somebody for a long-term relationship, but, you know, there's romance there. But it's just fun to be around. It's called a temporary. Fills a void.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Sasha. Let me move on and try and get a couple more people in before I get off the air and give them a chance.
Thank you.
But hang in there. Hospitality is you, girl. Okay, thank you. Hi, this is Linus on Talk to Me. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Linus. Can I help
you? Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Mira.
Hi, Mira. How can I help you today?
I just wanted to quickly ask you if you see me getting a job soon.
Ooh, Mira. I see you up on a billboard in lights. Whoa.
I'm trying to be a makeup artist.
Ooh. Yep, I see you on a billboard and all these bright lights around you, which means you must be going to hook up with somebody famous.
Someone else told
me
that,
company.
Too. I'm really trying to make it in the makeup industry, like to do celebrities and stuff like that, or even movies and commercials.
Okay. Write this down.
Okay.
Paramount Studios.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. I just had the other one. Where'd it go? MGM, but it was something other than Paramount. MGM. There it is. DreamWorks.
Okay.
Apply at those three companies for makeup artists.
Okay. But do you
for
see
movies
any...
and television. Movies
yeah.
and television. Okay.
Wow. But before that, do you see anything, like, because I'm still in university, like, I'm still finishing my school. Do you see something, like, right now, part-time? Like, even just selling makeup, something? That's what I'm looking for, like, just right now, to make quick money.
Okay. Okay, Spirit is telling me weddings.
Okay.
Anniversaries.
Okay.
Senior prom.
Okay.
Graduations.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever work on dead people?
Never, not yet. I'm too scared.
Oh, okay. That's fascinating, too. You know, funeral homes, yeah, they pay people to come in and, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
It actually pays pretty good still, but I'm
scared.
Yeah,
it does. Well, I'm giving you a list here. You are so cute. Yeah.
Do you get something like right now though? Like soon, like even a spa or a store somewhere or something?
No, I'm not getting that. But with the list that I just gave you, if you check around,
okay.
You know, even at wedding places where people, not people, but stores that sell wedding dresses.
Yeah.
Those women are looking for makeup for some woman. Excuse me, to do makeup for them.
Okay.
For their wedding day, anniversaries, birthdays. Like I said, that's fast money. All you need to do is just go on the phone book and or maybe put your feelers out. But I would go on the phone book and look under weddings. You don't want to do funeral homes. Anniversary or thing. But you know what? Start at the, not weddings. Start where they sell wedding dresses and say, look, can I just leave my card here and information if anybody's looking for their, you know, the bride and the bridesmaid to have their faces made up? This is what I do. I'm a specialty at it.
Because you just said all those names. Do you eventually see me working for one of those, like Paramount or DreamWorks or MGM, any of those?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
wow.
I'm telling you to buy
wow.
makeup artist.
Wow.
Because I'm
so
telling
much.
You, I saw you up on a billboard, and there's lights all around the billboard, which means that you become well known as a makeup artist.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, no. Thank you. Thank you for calling Linus and letting me get a chance to talk to you, because you'll be way out of my league shortly.
I will call you again. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome. You.
You
have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Linus. I got 2 minutes. Can I answer a quick question for you?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Sorry to rush you, but ask me a question.
Oh, no problem.
Can I answer it for you?
I guess romance would be the biggest one for me right now.
Tracy and romance. Okay, let's ask Spirit. Ooh, honey, who was that? Because good massages.
Oh.
My body is just quivering. I mean, it's like a massage. This man just gives real good massages. Ooh, here we go. I'm getting Nate. Ah, I got to hurry up. I'm getting the name Nate or Mark. But he gives good massages. He's medium complected, about 6'2". Ooh. I got 1 minute left. Tell you what, can you give me a call back or come in on my chat? Can you come in on the chat line? And I'll try and finish answering
I don't know
there
the
for
chat
you.
Line.
Oh,
I don't know the
I'm
chat
sorry.
Line
well,
that's
I'll
okay.
Tell you what. Keep your question. Call me the first of next month, okay? Unless you get involved.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm sorry to have rushed you. Please forgive me.
No problem. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you just have a wonderful evening. And thank you for calling, Tracy.
Thank you, and thank you for your services. They were great.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, it's time on the wall. I got 28 seconds left. Now I want to let everybody know, please call in next Sunday. It's part two on relationships. You know, before we set it off last Sunday, we had so many people. It was so good. So please call in next Sunday, for relationships. And as always, enjoy your week. Be safe. Know that I love you and that you matter. Of course you do. This is Lenis. Talk to me. Thank you.